It's amazing we're already in the summer. Okay, we are now going to go to item number four, PR 2018-1346, site plan amendment SI 2022-184 for sustainability engineering group at the southeast corner of Alameda and San Pedro. And let's see, I think it's SCG conference room back there. Whoever is going to be speaking today, if you would introduce yourself, your firm, and your address.
Good morning. This is Ali Faki. I'm a civil engineer at 8280 East Gelding Drive, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85260.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update.
I have with me here on the room our architect as well. They may have to jump into any architectural question. Do you want them to swear in right now, or we can do it after?
Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay.
So, good morning. This is Lucien Asmar, also with SEG, same address, 8280 East Gelding Drive.
You swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, perfect.
Bob? All right,
go ahead with the update.
Bob Hansen, SCG also, architect. Same address. Thank you.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So the update is, in our last meeting here.
I'm going to interrupt you just a second. If you'll please give your name each time you begin your remarks, especially when you're in a conference room, it'll be helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. This is Ali here. As far as an update, after our last meeting, there was a couple of items that was brought up by the board member. We went back to the drawing board, and we believe we did address it. We did receive the letter yesterday. I think we are pretty close on addressing these comments. We will be more than happy to answer any of the board comments here. I think last time we had a water signature outstanding. There was comment from code reinforcement about creating a solid hedging for drive-through based on our landscape plan. I believe we did that, but we can go over it as well. There was a couple of comment from traffic that we coordinated with Jean as far as our infrastructure list and whatnot. And this is where we at. Would love to go over any comment you guys may have from the board. So, and I think we addressed the park and recreation comments as well.
And solid waste.
And the solid waste signature, Jay, we've been coordinating with you. You've seen the conformance, I guess, or the agreement on the new location for the trash enclosure. So I'm hoping this get to be addressed as well. So I'm here to answer any of your question. At this stage, we're hope to get your blessing today so we can proceed with this project. Thank you very much for all your time.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for addressing comments. That's very appreciated. And is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number four at Alameda and San Pedro? Please raise your hand or speak up now. And you can press star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone requesting to speak. So let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. As of yesterday, our outstanding comments were the availability statement and the pro rata. As of this morning, I did receive a signed copy of the availability statement. So you as the applicant will be receiving that sometime later today. It does call for routine connections to existing infrastructure. There's no public extension required. On the pro rata, that amount is $5,023.64. That's due prior to us signing the plat. We can accept delegation on that item as appropriate based upon your comments here today. So that's what I have. If you have any questions for me, please let me know. Otherwise, I think we're going to be looking for a delegated, if we're okay today, to do that for the Water Authority. Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. All prior comments have been sufficiently addressed. I have no further comments and objections.
Okay. Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Summerfoot with the Parks and Rec Department. We have no additional comments as they were, the previous ones were satisfied. Thank you.
Okay, and then you, this is Chair Wolfley, you, the shrubbery screening, you were able to check that?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I did look at the landscape plan again. It doesn't appear that they changed the species. They are providing a denser planting. So I do, you know, I don't know if there's any way that we can enforce the species selection. So I do believe that what they're providing will provide a screen. The other thing is they did change the entire site to be mulched as with organic mulch as opposed to what we typically do, which is organic for the extent of the tree root system, and then rock mulch the rest of the site. The site is pretty small, so I'm thinking this is sufficient solution, but it will be different than what we typically do.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of April 18th, 2022. We have no objection.
Okay, transportation.
Good morning, Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. I only had a couple minor comments lingering from last time. Did you receive my comments from last night?
Yeah, we did, Jean, and I'm going over it with Lucien here. I think you had one comment about the turnover calculation to add.
Yes.
Okay, and we can easily add this. I mean, this is something that our traffic engineer could jump on, so.
Okay, and then just that minor clarification on the wheelchair ramp design. I think you may have already done that. I just never saw an update of the detail sheet.
Do you want to show the detail sheet? We did update the detail. Do you want us to show it here or?
I mean, if you have it quickly, that's fine.
Yeah, on screen.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can provide co-host capabilities for you to share your screen. I'm looking for Sarah Carey, right?
Yes.
All right. You have co-host capabilities now. You can share your screen to the audience.
Yes. Did you have anything? So the 4 foot. We added the dimension there, 4 foot.
This one?
We made that 6 foot and added the 4 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they cannot see our screen if I show them.
This is also something I can take delegation on.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we're able to move on.
Yeah, we can. I mean, if we can delegate, this will be fine. And I think my understanding from what Bob's saying here, we did add the dimensioning of 4 feet between the structure and this edge of the sidewalk. And we show a 6 feet of the sidewalk connection over there. So,
yes, it's just a matter of making sure you have enough wheelchair maneuver room around the back of the proposed ramp. That's all.
Definitely. Definitely.
I updated the detail also.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to planning.
Hi, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So I'm going to actually share my screen with our comments memo. If you can see this, I actually added a revised comment. I just want to make that on the record about the infrastructure list. So we had not previously noted that there's an infrastructure list included with this application submittal. Should the site plan amendment be approved by the DRB, we would need a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement to be submitted prior to final sign off from planning. And you need to work with our DRC folks on that infrastructure improvements agreement and financial guarantee. And I just wanted to note that. I believe I'm sharing my screen, showing that comment, and I'm pointing at it now. And now I'll go back to the actual site plan here. Regarding other remaining comments, we just note that you need to put the project and application numbers on the site plan amendment. I still don't see that anywhere on the amendment. And you need to get that on the site plan amendment. And that's something that is typically a delegated item. that we can address after a decision is made, but I just want to note that we do need that. And regarding facade design, we'd had a comment about that. And I'll, you know, note that you did provide a justification letter to us, which notes that those requirements were met. And so we're good on that. I believe it's, right here. 511E2 was justified, and you explained the materials and how it meets those facade design requirements. I think that concludes my comments. I confirm that concludes my comments. Thank you.
Okay, so the things planning will still need to look for are project application numbers and recorded IIA, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You know, and Jay, I'm looking at my guys here, and it seems like they've done that, but I don't know if it was sent to you. What I can commit to use us here, before the end of the day, you will have this as a signature on it.
This is Jay Rodbeck. Sorry, could you say it again?
I'm looking at my guys here, and it seems they believe that they've done that, so I will make sure to get the signed stamp on the plan today.
Yeah, so this is Jay Rodenbeck. Typically, you put the project and application numbers just above your signature blocks. This is typically, can you see where I'm pointing at? This is typically where it goes. And yeah, I mean, we just need to have, yeah.
Okay, we can add that.
Thank you.
And then we have the, seals, signed seals that we need, Jay, on this?
Yes. And I will also note, I don't know, this sheet, every single site plan sheet needs to be sealed and signed by a design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico. And this sheet doesn't look like it is. I'm gonna go to your main, I don't think I have it pulled up here. We do need to make sure that you have your site plan sheets signed and sealed by a design professional.
Yeah, well, I think what happened is they sent this plan to UGA just for confirmation.
That was the solid waste. I saw that was the solid waste plan that you had Hermie Gallegos from Solid Waste sign. Let me see.
We can
here.
Just okay. Put that as a delegation right. Item to check.
Yeah, these are, I see, Ollie got these sealed and signed. Yeah, it was just that solid waste one.
Okay. So we don't need that?
No, so that one was a replica sheet of the site plan, of the main site plan sheet that it's basically just to be in there to confirm that Solid Waste did approve the site plan. I will note that, should this site plan amendment be approved, the application team will need to get me a full and complete site plan set, which includes the latest revisions. So that sheet with the solid waste signature, if there are any revisions to that, they need to be reflected on the primary site plan sheet that the DRB actually signs. So that I do need to stress that.
Understood. This is Ali from SAG. Understood. We'll make sure that all of the sheets get to be revised based on the new trash enclosure location, and we'll make sure it's all signed and sealed with a stamp for the site plan data.
Okay, final question. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Final question is just, I want to ensure too that the landscape plan sheet specifically was signed by and sealed and signed by a landscape architect registered in New Mexico. We need to make sure that is the case as well. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get that confirmed on the record. And I'm not seeing that in your submittal from.
I see it here in my plan. I see the signature for the landscape on my side, Jay.
Oh, I see it here. I'm pulling up the landscape plan sheet here. I see it right here.
Yeah.
Just making sure. I'm just making sure about that. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Yeah, we'll make sure we get you a cleanup set with the trash enclosure.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thanks for everyone. Let me go back to Mr. Carter. Did you just need to delegate on pro rata?
This is blame for the Water Authority. That's correct.
Can I take responsibility for that? Okay.
Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Did we, I just want to confirm on the record that we asked for public, if there is any public comment on this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hope I didn't overlook anyone, did I? Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval with delegation to planning for payment of the pro rata.
And you're assigning, you're asking me to accept your assignment for pro rata. Okay, thank you. Please continue.
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approe.
Jane Wiffenbrucker with Transportation, I approve and take delegation for the minor comments of just adding the turnover time for the restaurant to the record and ensuring a 4-foot ADA pathway around the back of the perpendicular ramp on site.
Madam there, Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to point out that makes for two delegations.
No, we've got it covered. Mr. Carter's assigning is letting me take his delegation.
Okay, thank you. Just confirming.
For the pro rata. Okay. And this is Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, and I approve the delegation for the pro rata for the Water Utility Authority for project and application numbers to be added to the site plan and a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And that'll be for 12 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 4, PR 2018-1346, and application SI 2022-184, and the infrastructure list dated today. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated.